Welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 102. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And Randy is apparently whispering today. He's going to whisper the entire podcast, so
yeah.
Hopefully you brought your magnifying ears. What do you use, hearing aids?
Or one of those really big ears.
You maybe, know, like it's this big.
Or maybe you're like Inspector Gadget and you have go-go gadget hearing. Is that what you'd say? Something like that?
Go-go gadget ears.
Maybe you'd say ears. That's probably more appropriate. Anyways, welcome to the podcast. It is
102 episodes.
The 9th of May in the year 2013. Approximately 8 o'clock. 8:05, not bad.
No, not bad at all.
So yeah, as usual, we're going to talk about some tech things and whatever else we feel like is appropriate to talk about.
Because that's what we do.
And by appropriate, we mean it's whatever we want.
Because that's also what we do.
And yeah. So, shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Last week, we talked about Yahoo acquiring Astrid.
Yahoo!
And shutting it down.
Bam.
And so, in the last day, maybe even both of them were today, they also acquired GoPollGo and Milewise and shut both of them down.
Isn't that awesome?
GoPollGo was like a polling thing. It's pretty, so well designed. I don't know if it was on Android or if it just came out on iOS.
No,
for
it was
an
iOS only.
But it was pretty heavily marketed at first, like, and it looked really nice. I mean, there wasn't a ton of, like, I didn't see a ton of use for it personally, but that's because I don't know a lot of people that are using, like there. I could see a use for it, but for me, I didn't. I'm pretty sure I still have the app on my phone, but it doesn't matter. They're shutting it down. And then Milewise was like help you with your frequent flyer miles, I believe, traveling.
I didn't look into that one.
It wasn't as big, but I don't know. I feel like maybe what is Yahoo planning? Are they just trying to just improve their services? Are they stealing talent? You think is that what they're going after really here?
Yeah, I would say talent, if anything, just to make themselves more.
I think Marissa Mayer is just going crazy. She's like, I'm gonna buy everything I can.
I had a kid. I think she's got.
It doesn't have anything to do with her having a kid, Mike.
Yeah. No, I don't think. I mean, she has clearly
a plan.
She's
got a crazy plan.
Yeah. You know, and she's got some money to play with, so I think it's going to be an interesting ride for Yahoo this next.
Year.
I would say, yeah. I would say, like, to past Christmas season. Because I think things are going to, you know, they're going to shake up the earth a little bit.
She's already done a lot. I mean, if nothing else, they're in the news a lot, right?
Yeah.
No press is bad press, right? Is that what you're going for?
That's where I was going.
So, interesting of Yahoo. Speaking of purchases, looks like Facebook's going to throw around another $1 billion from the sounds of things.
Yeah. This one.
But it's hard to say if it's true or not.
This one surprised me. So Facebook is rumoring to purchase Waze, W-A-Z-E. Have you ever used it?
Mm-hmm.
So I used it on my old Android because it was on 2.1 and they didn't have like a really good GPS built in to Google Maps for it.
Right.
So that's what I used. And it even then, it was such a well-built GPS, but it's also a GPS that's sort of built off of user interaction. So
the crowdsourced traffic data.
Yeah, so it's like you can look on the map and you can, like, if you zoom out far enough, you can see where other people are on, like, using Waze.
Using it, right.
And then, like, you can report accidents, police officers, all that kind of stuff.
Speed traps.
But it also knows, like, sort of the, kind of like when you Google Maps, like, your trip, how long it's going to take. It knows what highways you're on, and it knows the speed limit, so it can estimate what the time is. Well, it also knows what roads you're driving on, and it will auto-update its maps to say, oh, Highway 35E, there's three people that went through here, and they averaged 10 miles an hour. Traffic sucks. So there'll be, like, a huge red streak all the way to where it broke, you know, stuff like that. So Facebook is rumored to be purchasing them for $1 billion.
Yeah, it's at 800 million to a billion, which it's like two hairs, right?
Yeah. But that's crazy because it puts them really, I feel like they're trying to compete directly with Google with their most recent.
Well, first of all, you got to wonder if it's really even true because supposedly Apple was buying them like 6 months ago too. And that was like completely a fabricated rumor, it seemed like. And they do partner with Apple a little bit with Apple Maps, but that's just...
Waze does?
Yeah, when they first launched Apple Maps, that was one of their partnerships. Which is fine because Facebook, I mean, obviously Facebook and Apple are, I mean, they're not on, like, they're on good terms, like, as good as they could be, you know, really. They're not like Google, right?
It wouldn't be a bad purchase for them because where's your next step really got to be to stay, not credible, but, like, relevant in people's lives?
Well, and, yeah, I saw an article basically saying they were doing it to buy mobile users, like... Which kind of makes sense because everyone that uses it is mobile because that's when you use it. It's not like you're sitting at home on your desk using it, right? And so it's that. But then I guess like...
God, how annoying would that be though?
You're going to be on all of your Facebook feeds, yeah. Right? Like, oh, traffic accident on blah, 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 blah.
Well, and plus it's not like Apple. Like, I don't know where... I can't remember where Apple got their maps from when they implemented Apple Maps. But the cool thing with Waze is like there was a lot of roads like up north when I first got it. Because I was like... one of the earlier adopters of it. So there was even like some back roads. Well, my parents' road wasn't one that was marked on their map, but it shows your car as like a Pac-Man and it like creates the road and then it actually uploads that data to Waze database.
Yeah, so like the whole thing is like super crowdsourced, right? Yeah. Like it's a smart way to go about it, really. Apple acquired like three different companies and merged them all together to make their maps as a side note. But yeah, I don't know. It would be super interesting to see what they do with it, but it would be smart if they do put it in the feed, if they could somehow make it not show up on desktop feeds and only on mobile. Like, I'm sure there's a way they can do that, right? But
well, yeah.
I mean, even it'll still be annoying, I would say, but it's just as much as
Spotify
is annoying, right?
But then you're going to have people look at just yesterday. Look at how many people don't know how to turn off their Instagram stuff for when they do stuff on there.
Right.
You know, stuff as simple as that. You're going to have people that are just not going to know how to do stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have the person that, like, you're going to suddenly see every place they ever go.
Which you, I'm sure, like. You're like, oh, sweet. More
stalking.
Yeah.
I'm like Google. I want to collect everybody's data, except for it's just in my head.
It's true.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens, whether or not they really do. It could be complete rumor, but everyone says that it'd be a good move for Facebook and it would hurt Google the most.
I disagree.
Who do you think it would hurt the most?
Waze.
Because having a... Well, it depends on what they... I mean, like, look at Instagram. Like, they just bought it, and it's so far, at least. They haven't made them do it, like...
Right. No, but I feel like Waze is established. I mean, I guess you could get word of mouth out more, even more so if you're tied to a application like
Facebook.
But, I don't know. They've obviously... $1 billion isn't chump change by any means, so that says a lot about the company that...
Right.
If it's true.
Even if it's not, just that people think that that's a credible valuation, it's pretty good for them.
That's a lot.
And I guess really, too, if nothing else, it's just the people talking about it is good. Right?
What did we say? Not just
no press is bad press?
No press is bad press.
See, is that weird? Like, does that mean that... It's like a weird play on words, right? Like... No press, like, so if you're not getting press, that's bad press? Or is it like no press, nothing in the press is bad press, right? So you like, it works both ways. Crazy.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Depends on where you put the emphasis, right? Anyways. So, Google is coming to the Nook fully now?
Yep.
If the three of you out there in the world that have Nooks... Oh, anyway. But the Google Play Store came fully to the Nook HD and the Nook Color. Is that what the other one's called, I think?
Correct.
So now, and it's funny, actually talking to Dave last night, who works with Barnes & Noble, he's like, the first thing he checked was if the Kindle app worked now, and it does, so... Which actually is smart, I think, on their part. So they can, if they wanted to try to, if they wanted to get someone to move over, they could still have their old books without losing them.
Right.
So it makes a lot of sense, actually.
Bravo to them. Although, I mean, why wouldn't?
I said, who would go that direction? I mean, really?
Because plus, I thought it. I'd have to look. I'm pretty sure you could use it on the Nook, anyways. I mean, you just have to. You couldn't get it from the Play Store.
I'm sure there's a way to get it, right?
But, yeah. No, that's cool, though.
But, too little, too late, who knows? Their business, Barnes & Noble in general, is not doing well, so. But, maybe it'll do better now that the U.S. Senate has passed the Marketplace Fairness Act. It's supposed to go through the House, though. Allowing people to charge tax for online purchases. I mean... Amazon will still be cheaper regardless, though, for books, I think.
Yes.
Than Barnes & Noble.
What do you think about, like, regular household stuff?
I'm pissed about it. Because I don't pay tax.
Right. That's the one thing I'm worried about.
Is paying tax on everything?
Yeah, not worried about it, but, like, does it go to the state that you're purchasing from?
Yes.
So, the one cool thing that I do... I mean, we've talked about this before, I guess.
Set up shop in Montana.
Right. But the one cool thing about this is Amazon has already kind of started making moves towards this happening and opening up distribution centers in multiple states.
That because the reason they held back before was to avoid the tax.
Right. Where now, if they get taxed wherever they are, I foresee them having a distribution place in every city. Or, I mean, every state.
Yeah, I work for Amazon.
That would be awesome. And just, like... Just think, right now you get free two-day shipping, and if there was one in Minneapolis or St. Paul, you'd have it technically overnighted.
Yeah, you would probably have it the next day every time. How hard would that be?
Exactly. Like, how awesome would that be?
I mean, I bet some things would still... I mean, they obviously wouldn't keep...
Like, not everything.
Everything right. Here.
But then we could go pick stuff up also if we wanted. God, that'd be sweet.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. It sounds like in the Senate it has a pretty hefty opposition... By the Republicans, from what I've heard. In the House, yeah. So whether or not it passes, it passed 69-27 in the Senate, apparently, which I don't really know where those numbers come from, because there's 100 senators, that's about right, so people must not vote, right?
It's true.
There's
102.
Because of Washington, D.C., right?
Correct.
I'm sure some just... I don't know.
I mean, in the end, I guess I don't care, because I'm sure it does hurt some business. Well, look at us.
It's to stop showroom. Well, and it's supported by people like Best Buy, Target, Walmart, you know. Not that I think Walmart's a big problem, really.
I don't think Walmart cares, because they have...
Low prices anyway.
They've got low prices, and they do free shipping from their online store.
Yeah.
So...
Well, and you can get a Target card... And you save 5%, and I look at it as that's me not paying tax anymore. I mean, it's close, right? And when I compare it then, it's like, well, then it makes it a little closer to Amazon. Like,
makes sense.
So, except for things, I mean, well, we buy a lot of food
really,
there, so
you
there's
should
no
just
tax
have,
anyway. But.
You should just have an Amazon credit card.
Yeah?
That builds points that you can use on Amazon.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
How is it?
Guy from work has one. He told me. He's like, "What? You don't have one? Why?" I'm like,
I
don't.
Does it take
a
while to build points? How does that? Well, we'll look into it later. It's really not important right now, I guess.
Yeah. But he buys everything with his credit card, even if he has cash, and then just pays off his credit card.
Right away, right.
So he just gets points accumulated.
Makes sense.
I think it's like a point. I mean, it's kind of like credit cards anyways, like 1 point per dollar spent. And to get like a $10 gift card, you got to spend $1,000 or some crap. But it's, I mean, in the end, free money.
Right.
Money you didn't have, even though you spent a lot.
No money's bad money?
No money's bad money.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, maybe it won't even pass, and then we won't even have to worry about it, right?
And then this is all...
I wonder what would happen if it doesn't, like... Does it go back again? Like, you know, like, CISPA kind of keeps coming up. CISPA.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because then it just,
it just gets
more...
tweaked, right?
Yep. They would tweak it, and then they'd have to rally support again for it. And
crazy. Who knows how politics work? It's for the birds. Birds. You know, the birds.
Larry Bird?
Larry Bird.
Nice.
And while we're talking about politics, Syria disappeared from the internet the other day. Poof, they were gone.
That's right.
Kill switch engaged.
Oh, good one.
But so obviously they have civil war going on there of some sort. I don't really follow it very much.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of craziness going on.
Yeah. There's some sad stuff. Chemical weapons have been used. They verified that.
But I don't know why they killed the internet, but it's just crazy to see a whole country disappear from the internet and the fact that that kind of power happened. Like,
that a country can do that?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's different because they're obviously ruled different than our country in general, but I still...
Just think what would happen in our country if they were, well...
How would anyone know?
they really couldn't shut down our internet because almost all of the internet, I feel like a large percentage of it, is hosted here anyways. So for them to shut down our networks, I mean, they would have to work with all of the huge phone carriers. I think Sprint, AT&T, and then there's a couple, like, not private
Time
companies,
Warner
but...
and Comcast, would they have anything
to
do with it?
They
no,
they don't own the...
Major the
major pipelines,
right? Makes sense. Ma and Pa Bell, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I forget what the other. There's six companies that run like the north, south, east to west major pipelines. So I mean, I guess if you got them on board to shut down the internet, you could shut down chunks of the internet, but
there'd be tons of little like.
There'd be like I would still be. I would still be able to. We'd still be able to get on BleedGeek. Don't worry, people.
Is that 'cause it's in Chicago?
Yeah.
Makes sense. But
anyways.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy.
See you later,
that, Syria. Yeah, they're back though now. They're only gone for like a day and a half. I don't know.
Again.
It could happen any minute. I mean, was it Egypt that it happened in before too?
Yep.
When they had their revolution?
Viva la revolution.
So it makes me the show Revolution, not that you've ever watched it, but
oh.
Makes me think of that.
Did you bring the rope? Check. Did you bring the butt for? What's the butt for? For pooping, say.
Anyways.
Anyways. Spotify.
Oh, you know that one?
Oh, we no. Skip. Oh, which?
Adobe.
Oh, Adobe. Yeah.
Adobe made some big news. Are you pissed?
I told Shelby. Well, so Adobe is... It's been announced. They've been talking about it for a while now. That they're going to an all cloud-based subscription for their creative suite.
There will be no CS7.
I told Shelby, I'm like, oh, so it looks like I'll be on CS6 for the rest of my life. Ba-doom-tsh. Yeah, so it'll be $50 a month, and then you get access.
For everything?
Yes.
But you can do single things for $10 a month.
Correct.
Like, you could just get Photoshop for $10 a
yep.
month, right?
The suite is $50.
Oh, it's $50 if you commit a year's worth, I think. I think it's $75 without a year commitment.
Is that what it was? I didn't read too much about it. I was just like, pfft.
I think those are
even $50.
That's a lot every month.
Is two
like,
months. But well, but for developers,
$300 a year
for people who are using it. It's I mean you're guaranteed all of the updates.
How much
it's,
is it to buy CS6 straight out?
Like
$1,200?
No, I think it's $17.
So and they update that. How often do you think? Like, did they go from 4 to 5 to 6 to 7? Like a year, 2 years?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years.
So it's $300 a month.
CS6 production. is...
So if it's like $300 a year, it's $600 for 2 years. If they put out a new CS every 2 years and you're upgrading regularly, I mean, that's only $600.
From Office... Well, I could look on Amazon. That'd probably be better. Office Max, it's $1,900.
Yeah, so I mean, like, in reality, it actually turns out to be cheaper.
And you get...
And you have access to everything and all the updates, like you said. People just...
People like to freak out.
Well, and it's just a changing of the guard. I mean, Microsoft's kind of doing it with their cloud-based Office stuff, too. Right? I mean, they're kind of have two different products right now, so they're not completely doing the cloud. I believe you could still buy Office just as Office, right?
Correct. Yeah. But
they have their cloud base. I mean, and it's kind of, you can see that that's where it's headed.
Yeah.
I mean, before long, most things will be that way.
Yeah. Even at work, there's a lot of talk starting to go on about all cloud-based computing. And there was an interesting...
Like, that, even, the, like, just having the no physical computers
desktops,
at all.
Desktops. So you just have I heard somebody say by the end of 2018, we will be 80% thin client, so all Citrix-based, which will
crazy.
Be... I cannot wait for that. It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, because it'll be easier to deal with?
Because you won't have people actually being able to install... crap on their devices.
Like you'll just have basically a monitor and
we'll be able to because they don't have to install any software because they're just running it off the server. They don't, I mean, everything will be external to them basically. So we'll be running on Chromebooks.
I mean, really, that's where Chromebooks are. I mean, they're just ahead of the time, kind of.
No,
in a way
they
are. I mean, they are, but in a way that makes them kind of useless right now. Not
right.
Completely, but
no. I think, well, look at a lot of stuff that Google does that are just like, people are like, why?
Well, like when Apple made their iMacs and they're like, screw the floppy disk, we're putting a CD drive on it, and no one had them yet, and everyone thinks still ran on floppy disks.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading, I saw a video of the first time, because the iBooks pushed Wi-Fi. I mean, and like, yeah, and I mean, Google does it with a ton of things, too.
No, there's a lot of innovators out there.
I don't know. Speaking of Google, what, the Spotify thing?
Yeah.
Do you download a bunch of stuff quick?
No, because I don't use Spotify, so I don't care.
So, Spotify, as we talked about, finally came to browsers.
About frickin' time.
You don't have to have a client necessarily for it, but... There's a little bit of a bug in a Chrome extension that took advantage of that bug, allowing you to download any MP3 that you could...
anything you wanted on Spotify.
You could download the MP3.
Think how many songs got taken.
Do you think... I mean,
no,
it
was a
lot. How many could you really download in that? It was only, like, 24 hours and it was squashed. Like, they fixed it.
Well, when I just did an upload Tuesday, I was uploading at... 5 megs a second. So if you figure you've got a queue of 2,000 songs and you're downloading at even 10 meg a second.
I mean, I don't know how exactly the plugin worked, right?
No, either. I didn't look at it.
So I don't know if you had to like just go through and click anything you wanted.
If it was one by one,
yeah.
Or if it was...
It's still crazy and it obviously didn't last long.
And Spotify, this isn't the first time for this to happen to an online streaming community. Like SoundCloud's had it happen to them, MySpace had it happen to them, Facebook even with their band pages when they first put them out, they had them happen. So yeah, it was patched right away and that's it.
Hopefully you got your music while you could.
Pretty much.
I mean, really, what's the whole point? I mean, because if you're using it, that means you're probably paying for Spotify already.
Crap, I forgot to say also, when we talked about the Nook,
yeah,
did we mention that Microsoft?
No.
Oh, you heard that, right? That they're reportedly going to try buying Nook Media?
Well, I mean, they'd put a large investment in it before, and it was rumored for a while now that there's been a couple times where it's come up where they've been supposedly going to buy it out.
Speaking of $1 billion.
Is that how much it was?
Yeah.
I mean, It's I don't think it's a good investment.
It seems stupid to me.
They have the Surface, so it's not like they need a tablet.
Right.
I mean, they need a good tablet. But no. I mean, the Surface, and there's a lot of rumor that they're going to announce a smaller one at Build in a month. So, I don't know. It seems kind of weird, because the tablets themselves, like, don't need... They can get a Nook app on the readers. Like, it just seems silly. Unless they actually just want to save it to fight Amazon. Which, but I don't think Microsoft's biggest battle is Amazon right now. That's not where they need to be focused.
No. I don't know who Microsoft's biggest battle is
themselves.
Right now. Probably, really.
I mean, their legacy.
That makes sense. Because it's not any makers right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Apple's sales are good, but they're not direct competitors, really. I mean, they are, but they're not fighting for the same market really anymore.
They're both fighting Google, really. But Microsoft needs to figure out what it's got. Like I said, it's got more problems with its own legacy, fighting people that don't want to upgrade to 8, which they finally did release numbers, and I think they're supposedly at the same place they were with Windows 7, which I don't know if that is good or bad.
I think that's good.
Because for a long time, people thought it was weird how they hadn't released any numbers on their Windows 8 sales.
Well, it's like...
I think it's 100 million licenses.
Look how many people didn't upgrade to 7 right away, because they're like, XP is...
Well, that's
glorious.
What I mean. I don't know if it's good, you know, like, if they're at the same place.
Microsoft did say that they're going to have their first patch out in June.
Like 8.1, right?
Yeah.
Bringing back the start menu. Bringing back the legacy already. That's what it's like...
That's the biggest... It pisses me off to hear people say, like, oh, the interface is so stupid. It's like, it's a completely new operating system. It's a new way of thinking of things. It's like, it'd be like going from Windows 2000 to Windows 7. You know, it's like...
it's a trigger that had to be pulled at some point, and it's gonna hurt them for a while, but I think in the long run, when the younger people come up, it'll make sense.
Agreed.
But people just can't handle it right now, especially the tech... Not tech world, like tech media, but tech...
No, I think it's the baby... It's industry. The baby boomer crowd that we have right now that...
I think even our generation, I think, still have issues with it.
I just... All the friends that we have just suck anyways with tech. I mean, I'll be honest.
But I mean, I don't know anybody that's at, like... I look at it, I see, like, look at the iPad, like... That didn't have to fight. Even iOS is having the same problem right now. They need to revamp completely, but not kill off their legacy users, right?
Right.
And their whole support that's been built up over the last 6 years with iOS 7 coming, but they still need to change it enough to stay competitive with Android.
Irrelevant.
So they're essentially in the same boat.
Did you hear about that? The Samsung Apple battle. The lawsuit where Apple is Google's not involved with it. The only reason why Google is involved is because Android is on the Samsung phones, but Apple is requesting that Google give them source code for the Android operating system to look at, to see like how things are coded or something, but they don't want the versions that are in the phones. They want what Google's working on also. And Google is like, are you guys kidding? Because
it's open source.
But
the stuff that they're working on,
right?
Like it, because the stuff I don't know why they
Google's
would need
like,
it.
Google's like, so really, you want to see what we're working on? Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny. I got a good chuckle out of it.
I'm sure. I mean,
because I feel like
the same thing happened with Samsung going after Apple a year ago,
right?
When they were going,
they wanted
to see the next like 3 years worth of products. Yeah. Like, so maybe they're just trying to do the same thing. But I mean, they're like, hey, maybe it almost worked for them. Let's check that out. Let's see how much money we can waste in lawsuits.
Good one.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, Windows has its issues, but. Yeah, it'll be all right. They'll be all right. Nook, though, seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble, I give, like, 3 more years, just in general. I mean, really, I don't know. They're not posting... I mean, Sony's finally making profit, I saw, for the first time in, like, 5 years. Something crazy.
Yeah.
That was insane. Not really anything more than that. And Tesla, too. They've gotten the black, and then they're stocks jumped hugely, but neither here nor there. Speaking of Google, they own YouTube, obviously, and we had heard the rumors for a long time, and I was almost put it on the list earlier as a rumor again, and then I was like, we already talked about that rumor, but the YouTube paid channels rumor was going around again as it was coming imminently, but then it actually released today, so then I was like, I'll put it on there after all.
Piloting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, because it's not really the way I expected it to be. Like, they're a lot smarter about it than I expected it, I guess.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Not necessarily smarter. Well, use cases that I didn't really think about. Like, Sesame Street apparently is going to have a channel that you can pay for and watch episodes, full episodes.
Isn't that awesome?
And UFC is going to have, classic fights. I was thinking they meant more like...
For just YouTube channels. YouTube channels. Ads.
Well, and then I heard the rumor that they would still have ads even though that you were paying for them. And I was like, that just is stupid all around. Who's going to pay for that? But then you think about cable. That's how cable worked, right? There was no chance.
Right.
No commercials, and suddenly there was. But, so they've only launched a few channels, and obviously it's in beta. I'm sure YouTube's still in beta. Gmail's in beta. Everything's in beta at Google, right?
Gmail's, I don't know what. Not in beta.
Yeah, it came out, 6 months ago, after, 15 years. It's only been 10 years, Mike. All right, you got me there.
No, I think... This is a step in the right direction to bring content to the web.
Right.
But also to give channels and shows a chance to make their own money. You
content
know?
Creators,
like,
you're
their,
right.
Like, let their content be their spokesperson instead of joining up with a cable package or something.
Right.
But it kind of goes hand in hand with, did you hear that John Kerry is proposing the bill to break up cable packages again?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
At
the same time that the regular broadcasting channels are F you, we're going to go cable?
Exactly. Because he said he was going to, he said basically make all TV paid. In the end, there shouldn't be such a thing as free TV.
Well, I mean, and they kind of have, it's almost like a monopoly because you can't get it without, buying 100 other channels.
Right, and that's, I wish I would have saved the article. It was a really interesting read, but it was he was going to outlaw, when local channels won't pick up sports games, when they do blackouts.
Yeah.
The blacked out games can't go to cable, cable channels can't pick them up. And he wants to change that so, no games would ever be blacked out. Cable could pick one up if they wanted to. Stuff like that. It was...
Where did you read it? Was it on All Things D? Or was it on Ars Technica?
Let me see if I can find it quick.
I'm just curious for later. We don't really need to look it up now.
Yeah, no, I'll look.
Because it's when he spoke in... I see something where he spoke in Munich. Well, that was in January. That was a long time ago. Is that how you spell his name? K-E-R-R-Y?
Yep.
That's not really
pretty
important.
Sure I have. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You just keep on talking. I'll look.
So, YouTube, good job, I guess. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, they've already invested a lot of money in helping people get channels. They put, $100 million into a bunch of channels, a year and a half ago to allow them to create, basically, channels on the internet to make their own shows. I mean, Geek & Sundry, The Nerdist had one. I mean, Revision 3 has theirs. I mean, obviously, they don't... It's not the same, because they didn't fund them, but they have theirs, and now Discovery owns them, and good for Discovery to getting in on the future, really.
I don't know. I said John Kerry, didn't I?
Yeah.
I meant John McCain. That was my bad.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I've seen his name a lot lately. Yeah. But, yeah, Google, YouTube, John McCain.
Yeah, he's just crazy anyways.
And Google I.O. is coming up. The yes. Television Consumer Freedom Act. A la carte cable bill.
Google I.O., that's in less than 2 weeks.
It's next week.
I thought it was on the 20th.
It's the 16th.
First. Maybe I'm way off. We'll just assume that you're right.
That should be just a general rule all the time.
I want it. Someday I will be at Google I.O. Someday, Mike.
May 15th through 17th. So next Wednesday. So that's what we're going to talk about next week.
I know, I'm excited.
Because the keynote's on Wednesday, obviously. I mean, we talked about it a little last week.
There's some, well, we talked about rumors. Rumors that Google Maps would be getting an entire facelift.
I saw supposed leaked images. It didn't look crazy different, but I don't think there'll be a ton of hardware this year. There's a lot of rumors of what people wondering if they're going to give out Google Glass to everybody. But then, on the other hand, they made everybody pay for it. That was their last year, $1,500. And then,
yeah, they wouldn't give them out. Maybe they'll get
and
cubes.
And then they didn't even ship them until like 3 months ago to some of them. And they haven't even shipped all of them, I don't think so. And those are the developers. I've heard rumor of an update to a phone, like a Nexus 4. I mean, I'm sure they'll have Key Lime Pie.
Nope.
No? You don't think so?
No.
They'll wait until they have a different separate event for that?
They already said that they wouldn't, that it got pushed back. So it's just going to be Android 4.3.
And they'll still call it Jellybean?
I don't know what it'll be called. I'm assuming, to me it seemed crazy that they called 4 and 4.1 something different.
Right. Well, I agree, but
so I don't know what they'll do.
They do what they want. I don't know.
It doesn't need to make sense.
It'll be interesting to see. I've heard rumors of their music subscription becoming a subscription service, similar to Apple. It's rumored all the time, right?
It's a true story.
Maybe they'll have a watch.
Swatch.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think there'll be anything you just want to see? You don't care. You're just happy it's coming, or what?
I just enjoy. They're one of the ones that I look forward to, just because they.
I'm sure they'll talk about Glass a lot, whether or not they hand them.
Do you think they'll have a cool intro?
I don't think it'll be last year's by any means.
God, that was sweet, huh?
There's a lot of talk. Like, there's rumors that you could wink to take pictures in Glass, and now it's been confirmed in the source code.
That's pretty cool.
But developers can only get it with Google's. Yeah, that's weird, right? You have a lot of extra pictures. It's like accidentally taking screenshots on your phone. I do that sometimes, not often.
How do you accidentally? Don't you have to?
Because it's just these two buttons. Like,
yeah, how do you do that?
Like, if I turn it on to look at the time, and then I turn it off, but like I just want to see the time.
So you definitely have to use two hands.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're just being retarded.
No, you're just like, whoa, oh yeah. Or if I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that.
No, that just seems.
Yeah, you don't follow along. I don't know. Lots of interesting. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe they'll have a variation of the Nexus 7 or 10. Hopefully, probably not the 10 because nobody's buying those.
Bingo, bango.
Maybe a higher. I don't know. Who knows? But we'll find out by next week and let you know all the details. I'm sure most of our show next week will be about that.
It's your story.
When we were talking about Adobe, they also launched some weird hardware stuff, like a weird pen thing, super pen.
I didn't see that.
And like a weird ruler, so you could draw a straight line, I don't know, for tablets. Some weird stuff going on.
Some of that stuff is pretty crazy. Like for the freehand drawing for their fireworks, I think it's for, specifically. I pictured that, I mean, especially with Fowler working for a school, it surprises me that he doesn't have that
good stuff.
Sort of stuff.
Bethel, though.
Feel like you get a discount. Oh, it reminds me, I need to ask you about something after. Anyways.
And then the last thing that I have, anyway, is the breaking news I got an email from IGN about, supposedly right before this, is that now the rumor is that the next Xbox will be called Xbox Infinity, which that's May 21st. Maybe that's all you were thinking.
Oh, good call, good call. What do they do after Infinity? They just shot themselves in the foot.
Right, that seems like a bad idea.
Infinity squared.
Let me, Microsoft, 1080.
Microsoft, 720.
No. You know, all this talk about a Blu-ray player is making me think that it would really fix me having both my PlayStation and my Xbox. I think maybe I talked about that last week, but I hear a lot about it more lately.
No, they would be stupid to not put a Blu-ray in there.
Like, nice.
They would legitimately be stupid.
Is it harder to have, does it take more space, do you think, to have a a tray loading discs, or like how does it work when it just sucks the disc in? Like how does it do that? Are there little rollers? Do you know what I'm talking about right now?
No, I do know what you're talking about. I was just trying to think of my car stereo when I had that, how it was.
Because like the PlayStation has eats it in, but right. The Xbox has a tray right now.
Yeah, no, the one without the tray, the one that just sucks it in, would take up less space for sure.
I would think so, right?
For sure. I mean, I'm sure.
I always feel like that's something more to break the tray. Like you're gonna snap the tray off on accident because you get mad and you hit it.
So I feel like there's a lot more working parts.
Just an example.
For when you use it as a cup holder.
Right. Then the cup's too heavy and it just snaps right off. You're like,
damn.
Why would I use it as a cup holder? That's crazy. And then it's broken and you can't play games.
Then you're like, Owen, what'd you do?
Yeah. Now you owe me an Xbox. That happens, right?
Well, at least there's tons of places that are equal opportunity, so he can't really get turned down.
For having a broken tray?
No, for his back.
Oh, right. Getting a job to get me a new Xbox.
Yeah. So he can make his money to buy you an Xbox.
Yeah, or he could just learn how to make it.
Oh, nice. Send him over to China.
Right.
That makes sense. Then you could get a couple. We all could get one.
It's like boarding school, right? You're going to learn how to make computers.
Makes sense.
But, yeah, the Infinity really, that's just a bad idea.
You can't go.
Oh, no, they would have a next one and beyond. Like Toy Story, but then they get sued, right?
Then where do you go?
Then Disney's like, you know what? You owe us some money here.
Maybe they owe us money.
They probably do. He's probably write Bill Gates a letter.
Makes sense. Well, I don't think
Steve Ballmer can read, though, so. I'm pretty sure he can read,
no,
Mike.
No, good call. He probably wouldn't understand it.
He would just yell a lot.
Yeah.
It'd be like sending Eric Schmidt a letter. Why would I do that?
Pretty much. The only other news I have was NVIDIA posted their first quarter earnings yesterday.
Did they bickety bam it up?
They
did. I don't know what that means, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. They did. It was a 55% decrease.
Ouch.
From the previous quarter, but it was still 29% higher than
year over year.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
I don't know if that's good or bad. So
no, everybody's saying it's still good. It was $77.9 million in profit off of just.
Did they release something huge last quarter or what?
Mm-mm.
That's weird.
That's what's. Yeah. So I don't know if they're working like just because they're working with.
And they're spending a lot on R&D this quarter or what?
Well, they're really leading the industry.
That's why it's weird.
So.
But
$954 million in revenue, which is just seems crazy that it's that high still. It would be interesting to see what their marks were like.
It's not a billion.
No, it's not quite a hair short though. At least
that's true. They're close.
Yeah. So there's that. One thing that I thought was cool was Obama made an executive order today to push open data in the government to make stuff universal. They don't. Push on what they don't say really on what type of data, but he said that he wants to make a lot of documents easier and more accessible for entrepreneurs, like trying to find stuff. Because he said it's ridiculous, like how much things
red tape.
Yeah.
The White House hired that Twitter legal person they had to be the first commissioner of. Cybersecurity or something. Chick from Twitter. Chick. It's like, you know, I'm sure she's a woman, a nice woman. I don't know. But they hired the lady from Twitter that was their, like, legal supervisor for a long time. So that's crazy.
Crazy.
Did you see the 17-year-old girl that was making her Twitter spoiler blocker?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it? Twitter spoiler blocker?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ridiculous,
but that's
it's pretty
how it
cool.
Goes.
You need it.
Millions of people live in this world.
Google Translate. They added 16 new languages.
New languages,
which
Swahili.
Which seems. Did you look at them?
No, I glanced at it.
Yeah, I laughed.
So, was Swahili really on the list, or did I make that up?
No, I think you made that up, because okay, I don't remember that
that's
one.
That's fine.
But the one that I thought was cool was Icelandic, because I'm watching Vikings right now.
Oh.
Estonian, Finnish, Croatian, Hungarian, Indonesian, Icelandic, Lithuanian, Latvian, Norwegian, Romanian, Slovak, Slovenian, Swedish, Bulgarian, and Catalan.
Catalan?
Yeah, I don't know where that's from, but it's there.
The Catalina wine mixer?
Yep. And then
that seems reasonable.
The only random piece of news that I have was...
Random news.
NASA has been doing some tests, and they found out that items that are fireproof on Earth are not fireproof in space.
Like, it's like maybe backwards day? What did you have in school? Do you have a reverse day?
Opposite day?
Opposite
is
day.
That what you're looking
there
for?
There you go. I don't know if that was even real.
I don't remember that.
Then how did you know what I was talking about?
Because
it's the logical word that fits there.
Because you used to say, oh, it's opposite
day. Yeah, but I don't know what even that meant. Because then whatever you said was the opposite. It's like the most retarded thing ever.
Anyways.
Kids
so
these
they're
days.
Testing, they're testing different things. Because one of the things that they're worried about is actually having a fire in the space shuttle or on the ISS. And
that would suck a lot. You'd think you're fireproof, and then suddenly you're in flames.
Right. And they said that they've only had one accident in 97 where there was some sort of spark or something on a Russian. Or no, it was on the space station, but it was on the Russian side, and it melted some of the metal parts inside. So they said, you know, it's like if we have a fire on a space shuttle, it's really going to affect space travel altogether, because it's going to make people really, like, if something happens on the space station, international space station, it's not going to affect just the United States. It's really going to be a world, like, you're not only going to lose lives, but you're going to lose something that's taken so many years to build.
Is it really just us and Russia that's up there, though?
No, China's up there also.
Yeah.
I think there's 10 countries up there.
Why do they call it the International Space Station?
Because it's been a collaborative effort of multiple countries.
The Intergalactic Space Station.
You could, Mike, because it's still the same initials. So if you would like Intergalactic Space Station, you can. But it's not intergalactic because they're only second ours.
It's Unigalactic.
Then you change. Then it's the USS.
Monogalactic? That works. Anyways, Xbox Infinity. They go with that. I can name whatever I want.
Oh, man.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
So, yeah, thanks for joining us on that adventure of our 102nd episode. You can find us on the internet if you'd like to talk to us before next Thursday. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find us on Facebook. We have facebook.com/bleedgeek. You can go see what's happening there.
What's happening?
You can go check out our Twitter.
@bleedgeek. Or twitter.com/bleedgeek.
You could send us an email if you'd like.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Tell us that you think we're insane. You could call us.
Yeah.
Call us.
406-794-3357 or
406-79-GEEKS.
79.
Or you could follow us on Tumblr. That's not really you communicating with us. That's just us possibly communicating with you if you're lucky.
That's just us. That's just you creeping on us.
Bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Anyways, you can always follow us individually on Twitter and Instagram as well. I'm @Mike037.
I'm @TheCrandall.
As always, we thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.